You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis. Heart of Mind Radio is a program that endeavors to offer you insights and inspiration, as well as tools that will help you to transform your life, should that be your goal, or really to enhance, maximize, bring yourself to that space where you are at most peace and ease with yourself and are able to accomplish and realize, manifest within your life that which you choose to bring into the world. On today's program, we're going to be hearing some inspirational audio clips of a very well-known speaker, and I think also very talented, very inspirational. And I'm speaking of Michael Bernard Beckwith. Michael Beckwith is the founder and spiritual director of the Agape International Community in Los Angeles. He's the featured teacher in the film The Secret and has appeared on The Oprah Winfrey Show, Larry King Live, Tavis Smiley, and his own PBS special. His books include Spiritual Liberation, The Answer Is You, and Life Visioning. And we're going to be listening to a few excerpts from one of his programs, and it is a really beautiful program called Your Life's Purpose. And for those of you who are interested in looking at the full program, it's actually two full CDs of inspiration, you can go to soundstrue.com to see this and other work that Michael Beckwith has produced. I enjoy these programs because I find them to be personally very inspiring and liberating. And even though it's true, I do a lot of my own work, a lot of my self-directed work. Everyone needs, including myself, everyone needs a bit of inspiration, a support, a tool that we can use to uplift ourselves in those moments when things don't always look their best. Very often, as we are evolving through our lives, they say it's darkest before the dawn. And really what that means is that there are ebb and flow. There are dips and rises in our experience. And when we're in those dips, when things don't look quite as we hope, it is always, always helpful to have inspiration to back us up so that we can just keep going, keep moving, and progress. So I'm going to share this with you in our first sharing. You'll hear two of these clips. One is called Your Radical Uniqueness, and the other is Vision, Purpose, and Intention. So stay tuned. We'll be back afterwards.
So these opening remarks and this reminder about breaking free from mediocrity leads us to our life's purpose. People ask over and over again, what is my purpose? Why am I here? What's going on with my life? Am I an accident? Am I just something that just formed itself out of a reaction to some external circumstance? And of course, from my point of view, the answer would be no. That who you are and what you are is a unique, radical expression of the only life that there is. And that life itself carries with it all of the wonderful and transcended qualities. Qualities that we know so well and some we don't know yet. Qualities such as beauty. Qualities such as love and peace and order. Qualities such as intelligence, creativity. These are all qualities that are contained within life itself. And you have the capacity to think. Thinking is returning to the origin of creation. Many people don't think. Many people shuffle information around and call it thinking. But real thinking is going to the origin of creation, where insight and inspiration takes over one's life. Now, our purpose, then, knowing that we're an emanation of life itself, and that life is forever, and that life contains all of these qualities, our purpose is to reflect and to reveal the cosmic order in a way that has never happened before. When we speak of the word cosmos, and many people think along these same lines, the cosmos contains the inner, infinite potential, as well as the external manifestation of that potential. When we think about the universe and the galaxies, the universe is the outpicturing of the fundamental order of the mind of a living intelligence. It's the external demonstration or manifestation of order, symmetry, beauty, elegance, without one bit of energy being wasted. The cosmos is the inner and the outer. It is that which is within us that is infinite, and is also the external expression of that. You and I are here as a dimension of our life purpose, or an expression of our life purpose, to reflect and to reveal the cosmos in a way that is uniquely ours. That each and every individual on this planet has a unique way of expressing the cosmic order. Radical uniqueness is a dimension of our identity. Just as within the species of roses, every single rose is different. Every single snowflake is different. As a matter of fact, scientists tell us that if you capture snowflakes and look at them under a microscope, you'll see the extraordinary uniqueness of them. And then if you melt them and they become water and then refreeze them, they will go back to that original unique pattern that was revealed when they floated to Earth. In the same sense, each and every one of us are unique emanations of a universal presence, a living intelligence. And each of us are here to reflect and to reveal the cosmos in a unique way, in a way that hasn't happened before. That's our purpose. It's a purpose that doesn't carry any sense of boredom within it. And when we totally embrace it, doesn't carry any stagnation in it. And within this dynamic purpose, There's the sweet release of the fragrance of love and of happiness and of pure joy and bliss at times, being the evidence of the activation of the deep potentiality of our own being. You are an on purpose with a purpose. You're not accidental. You didn't arise as a evolutionary reaction to a circumstance. You are a magnificent idea containing every single idea that is held within this universal presence, and you get to reflect and to reveal these ideas in ways that have never happened before. Think about that. And then think about this, that in one lifetime, this lifetime, you can radically change your life. You can begin to embrace this impulse of life, this impulse of unfoldment, this urge of evolution, this urge of excellence within you, consciously. And in one lifetime, you can radically change your point of view, shift your perception to a higher vision state, and change your life. Now, other species, a rock, a tree, all being expressions of life itself, are not going to change that much in one lifetime. Once an oak tree is sprouted and begins to reflect and reveal the excellence of being an oak, if that species were to change, it would take years and years and years based on external shifts of climate and soil. It might evolve into a different kind of oak tree. But as a spiritual being that you are, having a human incarnation that you're now having, you can in one lifetime, without it being a mere reaction to an external circumstance, evolve, change, and become a different expression of life. You may be fearful, doubtful, worried. You may have seemingly inherited some perceptions from your family that have mitigated your prosperity and abundance and livelihood and friendships and right relationships. But in one lifetime, with focus and resolve, you can move through the life visioning process. You can move through different spiritual technologies and change your life and watch your purpose, which is to reflect and to reveal the fundamental harmony, the divine beauty, the cosmic love, the abundance, the opulence, the intelligence. You can embrace your life purpose and let it sing a song through you that has never been sung, and in one lifetime be an entirely different being, surprising yourself and surprising those that thought they knew you. You have a purpose. You're an on purpose with a purpose, and your purpose is to reflect and to reveal the fundamental order, the fundamental beauty and intelligence and abundance and creativity of the cosmos in a way that only you can express it. Now, from where I see, there's a slight difference between your life purpose and your mission. I have a tendency to believe that everyone has the same purpose. We're all here as spiritual beings having a human incarnation to reflect and to reveal the cosmic order uniquely according to the patterning that's within us here on planet Earth and beyond. We all have that as a purpose. Our mission for being about that and expressing that may be totally different. Some people have a mission to bring about such wonderful music that it changes the hearts of men and women. Some people have a mission of releasing such beautiful art forms on tapestries and canvas that when the individual catches it with their senses, their consciousness has shifted for the better. Some people's mission may be to bring about a higher order of business that brings to individuals things that will change their life for the better, thus also providing the context of prosperity for themselves and their family. We may have different mission statements that we live from, all carrying a dimension of our real purpose for being here on the planet. And then we discover that in the course of our unfolding and our evolving, our missions may become enhanced or changed, amplified, or multiplied. You may find that at a particular time of your life, even though your purpose was to reflect and reveal excellence in a way that only you could do it, your mission may have been at that time in your life to gain some higher education, to finish school, to gain some particular skills that would serve you. Maybe your mission was to stop for a moment and come under the hood of motherhood and provide the context of safety and love and well-being to an infant that, as this infant unfolds, has a memory of being loved and taken care of and surrounded by safety and art and beauty. So that perhaps your mission for a particular period of time was to give roots and wings to an individual that will make a mighty, mighty difference on the planet in which we live. Your mission may change or be multiplied, but your purpose is to reflect and reveal the cosmic order, which contains these transcendent yet immanent qualities of the spirit. The love, the zeal, the beauty, the joy, the abundance, the order. To reflect and to reveal these qualities in a way that only you and only you can express them. Now within us, there is an urge. And this urge is to be about our life's purpose and our life's mission. Now, it's akin to the same urge that I imagine a caterpillar has when it is instinctually pulled and pushed, prodded and guided to begin to spin a cocoon to ultimately allow for an old life to die and the new life of a butterfly to emerge. I imagine that in every aspect of life, this kind of metamorphosis takes place. With us, as a spiritual being having a human incarnation, we have the possibility to consciously participate in this urge. And if you're honest with yourself, you know it's there. There's something within you that's destined for a fuller expression of beauty and of love and of creativity. And though it might be covered up temporarily, perhaps it's covered up by a default to worry and doubt, and you have now overemphasized survival, and all you think about all day long is making it home safe or having enough stuff to be happy or capitulating to a high-tech, low-touch society that sometimes convinces us that we're mere consumers and that our whole life may have been swallowed up in consumption, materialism. But even if that is the case, you know, in your quiet moments when entertainment is no longer placating you, when the stuff that you acquired is not assisting you, when the busyness of your life is not supporting you, there's an urge there. There's something that wants to express itself. And when you begin to sit with it and acknowledge it, you know that you're familiar with it. It was with you as a child. It was with you in your silent moments of imagination. Moments where you sometimes looked like perhaps you weren't paying attention and you were caught in a revelry of possibility for your life. If you're honest with yourself, you'll notice that that urge has been there. That angst for existential aliveness, existential zest was there. You know it is. And because you're the spiritual image and the very likeness of life, of the divine order and the sacred beauty and this divine presence, that urge will not go away. It's going to dog you throughout eternity until a mighty yes emerges and you live life in a constant journey of conscious unfoldment of the gifts of your soul, which have powerful ramifications. The gifts, the talents, the capacities that serve our purpose, provide the context for our physical needs to be met, provide the context for our body to be more and more healthy, provide the context for a greater degree of peace of mind and a dynamic sense of well-being. These gifts that are within you, these talents that are unique ways by which you get to express the fundamental order of the universe, they don't even belong to you. They're not your gifts. They belong to the community. They belong to the world. And you are a steward of the gifts. You get to discover, activate, cultivate, and express for the community, for the society, for the world. And guess what? As this occurs, the bonus is that you feel good when you do it. The bonus is a level of joy that escapes through you giving and sharing of your gifts that are in tune with your purpose. And subsequently, your mission. So at this particular time, you may be saying to yourself, what are my unique gifts? Though they may belong to the community and to the world and not to me, what are they? Is this really true? How can I begin to capture them, to become aware of them, to discover them, to activate them?
Beautiful. That was the voice of a very special teacher in the world, Michael Bernard Beckwith. And this was just an excerpt from one of his programs, and he has many. This is called Your Life's Purpose. And I found it very inspiring and kind of resonant with where I have been these last few days, this last week. I have been working on focusing and coming to my own purpose, my own life purpose. And one would think that it comes natural, and I do have a sense of what it is that I am doing and I'm striving to do in my life, but it hasn't really been focused. And I think that this is something that is very useful to do. And I advise all of you to do that, to take out a paper or open up your computer and just write on the top of it, my life mission or my purpose, and just begin to take notes so that you can focus your own intention, so you can bring through you that part of you that has the deeper awareness and can begin to steer your focus in a direction that's going to be helpful. And this is what I've been doing, and I have found it very helpful because in many ways my ideas of what I want to accomplish is quite scattered because I'm interested in health and being a health practitioner. I'm interested in having some kind of impact in the world in terms of bringing peace into the world and helping to protect the environment. That's also very important to me. And I want to be able to also have that opportunity to retreat and just go into myself and just have that time to blossom. And so I think probably we are all this way, that we each have an idea of what our purpose and mission may be. And it may not be necessarily the career that you're in or the work that you're doing at the moment, but I believe that we can, once we get a focus on what our purpose, what our mission is, then our lives will naturally begin to gravitate into that resonance. Because when we're scattered mentally and thinking in all directions, the energies, the creative energies of the universe will also scatter into our lives and not be focused. So I believe it's very important to help us move forward and to reach a state of being really integrated in our knowing of what we have chosen, or perhaps how we've been inspired, or maybe what it is that we even just came with from the higher dimensions of our being. And we can focus into that and bring that focus into our lives, and it makes a tremendous difference. I have found it to be very, very helpful for me personally. And it has helped me to focus my attention on how to energize this purpose and how to use this purpose, because for me it's an outreach, it's a connection to a larger family of people who can resonate with these ideas and move together to create something true and real in the world. And I have spoken a number of times on this program about a desire to connect with and collaborate with people in different projects or, just social activities as well. And I have found that there needs to be, at least from my perspective, a way to create that opportunity to occur, because it's very difficult to always connect by phone or by email and keep those threads going. I really am hoping to collaborate with a small but dedicated group of friends and individuals and passionate people who are interested in engaging in that way to work on this together. So I'll be telling you a little bit more about that as we go into our second segment. But first, we are going to take a little break here, and we will hear some station announcements. And when we come back, we're also going to hear actually a meditation by on this same theme, and it's going to be called, it's a practice freeing yourself, and it's also a really special program by our focus for today, and that is the work of Michael Bernard Beckwith. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Your best choice for voices outside the mainstream. PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Have you heard? The Burt Cohen Show brings you the hidden truths behind the stories that affect us all and gives you the information you need to build freedom, community, and a much better world. Hi, this is Bert Cohen. Recent shows include the status of freedom of the press under President Obama. Is it time to make the Federal Reserve a public utility? Is the dream of Israel over? How is the Tea Party like the Confederacy? The true history of the National Rifle Association, and how is 2014 like 1914? The Bert Cohen Show, every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network. There's really nothing like it.
Hi, everyone. I'm John Mueller from the Expat Files, living in Latin America. If you want to know what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America, tune in twice a week and get it from the horse's mouth, from someone like me who's had boots on the ground down here for over 20 years. Latin America is one of the only places left in the world where you can still live a first world life on a measly Social Security check. And with the first world imploding like it is, everybody needs a plan B. So, tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for The Expat Files, Living in Latin America.
Capocante, host of The Vinyl Experience, and you're listening to PRN, your source for the best in progressive conversation, news, and entertainment.
And welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, host of this program, and I welcome you back to the second segment of our program today. And we've been featuring primarily the work of Michael Bernard Beckwith. And Michael Beckwith is founder and spiritual director of the Agape International Community in Los Angeles. It's a spiritual center that is designed towards bringing people to their optimum capacity, inspiring people to really, really transcend whatever needs to be moved through in order to have the life that is desired. And we're listening to segments from Your Life's Purpose. And it really is part of his work on the life visioning practices for highest potential. And as I said earlier, I really believe that we can benefit very much from being inspired at times during our lives. And so I am hoping that you are inspired by this little sharing. For those of you who want to learn more about some of these programs created by Michael Bernard Beckwith, you can go to soundstrue.com, and he has a whole series of programs there, and you can take a look at it and see if there's something there that you like. Another opportunity for those of you who are interested, some of you might follow me on WBAI Radio. I also do programming there. And I'm actually doing a special this afternoon, Monday afternoon from 4 to 6. So if you want to tune in, you'll learn a little bit more. What we're going to do at this moment, though, before going into sharing of my own, what I had come up with my own mission statement, which is for me kind of a largish mission. It's about my interaction in the world. And it also is guiding me to be inclusive and expansive and begin to work as a team, as a community, and as a family. So I am inviting all of you to consider if you resonate with my work and my theme and the things that I am hoping to accomplish in some fashion in the world, then I invite you to connect with me on that. But right now, we're going to go back to an audio clip with Michael Bernard Beckwith, and it is called Practice Freeing Yourself. And this is a meditation, so stay tuned.
So taking all of that into account, we'll have a brief guided practice to assist us in embracing this evolutionary impulse and this sense of mindfulness around where we may be stuck, that we can free ourselves. So I invite you at this moment to just stop. Allow yourself to become still. Place your feet firmly on the ground. Your palms in your hand, perhaps. And without any anxiety about the future or regret about the past, we open ourselves up to this moment. And what I want you to do, as you're allowing every breath that you take to be a breath of sweet relaxation, sweet release into this moment, every breath that you take to be an awareness of an ever-increasing peace of mind that's becoming the activity of your awareness, every breath that you take, an activation of a greater sense of mindfulness and alertness and awareness. I want you to pick an area in your life or a situation. A situation where you might feel stuck, a situation where you feel out of sorts. Pick a situation that you need to do some work on. Or a particular area of your life, a particular structure. Perhaps it's the area of your relationships or a particular relationship. Perhaps it's the body temple. Perhaps it's livelihood or creativity or prosperity. But pick an area of your life, and when you think about this particular area, there's something that goes on in your mind all of the time. Maybe there's some worry, maybe there's some doubt, maybe there's some fear, maybe there's some pushing, some anxiety, some over-aggressiveness. Find that area. And as you are aware of the area you want to work on, based on those four evolutionary stages of growth and development, look at this area and notice, are you primarily operating from victim consciousness? Or are you primarily operating from manifestation consciousness? Let's break it down a bit. Notice the thoughts that you think. Is there a feeling of disempowerment? External authority figure determining your destiny. Helplessness. There's nothing you can do about it. This is the way it has been. This is the way it will always be. And there's a plethora of excuses as to why your life in this particular area is like this. And that you're simply a victim to this. Or do you find yourself seeking to garner all kinds of mental power and to manipulate your way out of this circumstance? You're going to make it happen. You're going to force something into being. You're going to force something into manifestation. Just notice where you're living, where this particular area is concerned. Awareness itself begins the healing. Awareness itself begins to change things on a subatomic level. Everything changes by your observation of it. So as you are listening to my voice and are a part of this particular program, something in you wants to emerge. Something in you wants to be more. So your intention is high. And now with mindfulness, just notice, what are the thoughts you have about this particular area? Is it out of your control? Are you a victim? Or are you controlling and manipulative and just want to make something happen with your mind? Just notice without judgment nor censorship. you're discovering that it's primarily a state of victimhood. Be aware of it. Don't judge yourself too harshly. In this moment, allow yourself to enter into an awareness, first of all, of tremendous willing to forgive all parties concerned. Enter into a state of a willingness to forgive. Victims oftentimes have a story of they did it to me story. But you're now ready to move into another stage of taking responsibility for your life. And this begins with forgiveness. Forgiving of yourself. The forgiving of all others involved. You begin to have a greater sovereignty of your own being. A greater awareness that no one outside of you can determine your destiny. That no one has anything that you need. No one owes you anything because everything you can want, hope for, and desire is within you. If you find yourself being a victim, take back your power now through the power of forgiveness. The power of setting yourself free. Are you willing? Are you willing to move into taking responsibility for your life? Are you willing to forgive? And begin to mentally see, perhaps, that there's a better life for you. That you're not stuck in being a victim. Are you willing to see another scenario in your life experience, where there's more joy, there's more prosperity, there's more health, there's more happiness in your life? Are you willing to see it? Take a moment and all parties concerned say in substance, you do not have any control over my life, regardless of what you've done or not done. I forgive you and set you free. I forgive myself and set me free. All is well. I'm available to more good than I could even imagine. Slowly releasing the mental chatter of what they did, what they're doing, and how they did it, and what they didn't do, and what they should have done. No. We enter into a state of, I forgive, for they know not what they do. I forgive myself, for I was doing the very best that I could. I am. I forgive. Take a slow breath. Release. If you find yourself operating primarily from stage two, that the issue seems to be control. The issue seems to be you know exactly what you want and how you are to get it, and you've been trying to make it happen. You've been trying to force the law of evolution. Take a breath and just notice that the signal that you've been giving out to the universe is that you don't have what you need. You've been resisting it. You've been repelling it through your insistence that it become a fact at once, through the law of manifestation. And through that insistence, your message to the universe has been, I don't have it. And the universe has given you the experience of, you don't have it. We want to change that now. If you've been operating on the so-called dark side of this stage two, getting acquisition, making something happen, there is an utter yielding that wants to take place. There's a releasing of control and manipulation that wants to take place. And you're going to let it. You may have done a tremendous amount of good work in stage two in areas of your life, bringing things into manifestation, seeing them with your mind's eye, allowing them to demonstrate. But now maybe it's time to let go of control. Maybe it's time to have an awareness that there's an order we all depend on, that we don't have to control everything. We have to let go to the good that is here. We have to let go to the ever-increasing abundance that is here that presently we cannot see. We are entering into the let go. Let go and let beauty. Let go and let life. Let go and let joy do its thing. As we become an opening, becoming available, not making it happen, but making it welcome. Oh, feel it. Let yourself be conscious as to how you've been living your life and give yourself permission to allow the deeper stage now to emerge. Give yourself permission. Let go. Give yourself permission. Yield. These are good words. Give yourself permission. Surrender. As we become the living invitation to be an opening through which life can express through without manipulation, domination, or control. Let. Allow. Say yes. Willingness. These are wonderful words representing wonderful qualities and a wonderful state of being. So once again, this is an area of your life that is stuck. Notice whether you're primarily in the victim stage and your baseline practice is forgiveness and right seeing high possibilities. If you have found yourself stuck in the shadow side of stage two of manipulation and control and getting or making something happen, you release through the mindfulness of that mental activity and enter into a space of letting go of control, allowing yielding and surrender, allowing with every breath that you take, become the activity of your awareness so that you are evolving and unfolding, becoming more, yet never less than your true self. See it. Feel it. Give thanks for it. It's happening right now. And when you're ready, you're in your room. Your feet are on the ground, your body's breathing, your heart is pumping. You're in an atmosphere of love and safety. All things are working together for your good. A greater sense of mindfulness. You may open your eyes. You may slowly look around. An awareness that you have begun to set yourself free. And so it is.
And so it is. So that was the voice of Michael Bernard Beckwith. And we heard some excerpts from his program, Your Life's Purpose. Actually, the whole program is more than 2 hours long, so there's a lot here. I had to select something that I felt could be resonant and useful in the short format. Michael Bernard Beckwith is the founder and spiritual director of the Agape International Spiritual Center, a trans-denominational community in Los Angeles. You can find more of his work at SoundsTrue.com. He has a lot of audio programs. And as we were leading into this sharing today, I was also speaking about my own mission statement, which I wrote. And it's more of a mission statement for this, I guess, this next phase of my work and my building community, which is something I think that is very important. And so I'm working on building a center for quantum health, transformative living, spirituality, and multidimensional expression. And it will include media, broadcast, events, trainings, networking, advocacy, and healing. And this is not something that I'm choosing to do on my own. It's something that I would much prefer to do in community. So I wish to share the mission statement, and those of you who resonate and would like to work on this with me, perhaps you're bringing a larger piece to it, I don't know, please make a contact with myself. I'm Catherine, and my email is heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and the phone number is 347-480-1694, though truthfully, email is a better mechanism for myself to make that communication. So the mission statement is this: to provide a means for realizing unity consciousness, radiant health, and the full expression of being in harmony and co-creation with the benevolent universe in peace and sovereignty as the divine expression of humanity and Gaia within all realms of existence. So it's a big mission, and there's plenty of room for collaboration. And I break this down under the mission statement: to create and sustain a collective of resonant beings to work, play, heal, and grow while pursuing this mission through creative expression and the fulfillment of individual mission and purpose. To provide service to those in need, to serve the needs of the collective and the individual for self-fulfillment, prosperity, health, expanded awareness, compassion, forgiveness, and love. To support and care for Gaia and all her creatures and kingdoms in a sustainable and loving way. To demand ethical behavior on the part of governmental representatives, structures, and law, and on the part of corporate interests in the pursuit of global peace, prosperity, environmental protection, just treatment, and fair dealings for all beings. So whatever your pursuits or talents may be, if you resonate with this mission, consider joining this collective union. It's bringing together our energies to really become in a state of unity to work towards these goals. And I'm Catherine Davis. My email is heartofmindradio prn@gmail.com. And those of you who do meditation practice and movement, you may want to join me in my morning Qigong class, which is going on at Studio Maya. This is in Brooklyn. It's Wednesday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. And for information and registration, go to the website studiomayanyc.com. Their phone number is 917-837-3705. It's located in Brooklyn at 603 Bergen Street. So it's relatively downtown in Brooklyn. And for those of you who would like to learn more about my healing practices, you can visit my website, qigongonline.net. Qigong is spelled with a Q, qigongonline.net. And if this is too much information, drop me an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me today. You've been listening to Heart of Mind Radio. Stay tuned for more great programming over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM.